Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On today's big show, Kostaki Economopoulos, plus today in history and an NFL joke. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
This is a song I wrote for a special person.
All right.
Each time I need a trusted friend, you're there with tears to dry and a heart to mend. You're there. And when I'm down in misery and the whole world turns its back on me and I need some love and sympathy, you're nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm weary and tired of trying, honey, you're there. And anytime I need a shoulder to cry on, you're there. And sometimes when I come home with a heavy heart and weary bones and I need a little time alone, you're there. I want to turn the stereo on, but you're there. I gotta get in to use the John, but you're there. And when I wake up lovingly and turn on my pillow, hoping to see Kim Bassinger smiling back at me, you're there. Oh, this is more of a good thing than I ever planned. How much damn togetherness a one man stands. Don't get me laughing here.
All right, sorry.
I want to flop down in my favorite chair, but you're there. I can't see in the mirror to comb my hair, cause you're there. And when I want a little snack at night, I sneak down to the fridge to get a little bite. I see a big fat ass blocking out the light, cause you're there.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hello.
Got a song coming up there, buddy?
Sure, whatever you want.
All right, there's Kostaki Economopoulos. Listen to me. He's the biggest name in comedy, Tom. Are you aware of that?
I am.
All right, there's Jeff Oskey.
Hi. We've done one song today.
I know.
Ben Chick Rudy speaking. Hello, Tom. Is it time for a song from Pat?
No, it's time for a couple things. I want to talk a little bit of NFL with Kostaki, but first I want to do Today in History. How about that?
Already.
Is that right?
Yeah. All
right.
What is today?
Never get used to this. Time now for Today in History.
This is in the form of a quiz for you, Kostaki, this first one.
Oh.
Which president was the first president to throw out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game?
Oh, wow. That's a cool question.
I know it.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you know it?
I think I'm like,
is it Taft?
It?
How do you know, you big dummy?
William Howard Taft. How do you know that? You
I just did a joke about it 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati.
Oh, because Taft is from, the Taft people.
And he was
you
the first.
You think we're all stupid.
I can't believe it's that far back. That's
you cool. know why yeah. William and, Howard Taft was the first president to throw out the baseball at a baseball game?
Why?
It's where the hot dogs are.
He was a large man.
Yes, it was a bitch, Kostrocki, getting that bathtub that he was stuck in over by the mound. 1910.
Man, that was a long time ago.
That your Taft
impression.
Okay.
And Carter is the only president who hasn't thrown out a first pitch.
Oh. Is that true?
Since Taft.
Well, I guess that's too late, huh?
Yeah.
Missed really?
The show on that one.
Why didn't
Kostrocki threw out the first bag of peanuts?
So all the other presidents from Taft have thrown out the first pitch except Carter.
Yes.
Huh. I need to see some documentation.
Type it into Google, genius. Yeah. It'll give you the answer right there.
It did. Did FDR
suddenly hostile? Off.
Are you moving today?
Did FDR?
You know, these kind of things only happen normally on Friday afternoons. But
starting early.
Someone's getting a phone call.
I will be accepting. Okay. I will be accepting phone calls this afternoon. If you'd like, give me a call.
1912, the RMS, Her Majesty's ship, the Titanic, sinks off of Newfoundland at 11:40 p.m.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a disaster, I'd say.
Yeah, it was.
Water was 28 degrees.
I'm not taking questions in this next one.
Are you sure?
1958. Sputnik 2 goes up.
Oh.
On board.
They called it the Deuce.
Sputnik 2. There was on board a dog.
Named?
Yeah. Named.
Laika.
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 L-E-I-K-A.
You know why? And his ball was on Sputnik 1, by the way.
Did Laika come back alive?
No, I'm not taking questions.
And I got news for you. That wasn't the first Laika.
Oh, I'm sure.
Let's see now. Happy birthday, Loretta Lynn.
Never forget the lyrics. Coal miner's daughter. I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Does she say that?
Look it up. Type it into Google, genius.
Boom.
That's going to leave a mark there, Jeff.
I think.
Yeah, I can feel it already.
I think we have a new catchphrase.
Type it into Google, genius.
Very hostile.
Is it Greg Garrett's
very, very.
It is.
Hey, I didn't start it, but by God, I'll finish it.
65 years old today.
Yeah,
our
Brad.
Friend, comedian Brad Garrett, one of the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever get a chance to go to his club in Vegas, if he's there, or anybody, it's a great club anyway. He's absolutely terrific.
He is something.
Yep.
In the world of sports, Baker Mayfield, born in 1995.
Baker, the touchdown maker.
95.
Now, that's pretty much all we're going to cover for today in the world of history. Let's talk a little football with Kostrocki Economopoulos, our NFL correspondent. You got to be excited about the draft.
I'm so excited. I love the draft. To you football nerds out there listening, go to a draft. Do yourself a favor. It's awesome. Your team can't lose. There's no ticket. You wander around and talk to football nerds for 3 days. It's the best. All right. We got some changes coming to the NFL next season, Chick. You know this.
Changes. There's a change coming. Yeah.
Both teams are going to touch the ball in regular season overtime.
It's known as the Griswold rule.
Yeah, boy, Tom's happy about that.
I like that, too. The touchback will come out to the 35.
Yeah, that's all right.
And the logic there is what?
To encourage more returns.
Because if you just kick it into the end zone, it's out to 35 instead of the 30. If you give them a chance to return it, your odds are you can stop them before you get to the 35.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Replay assist this season will be in play on more penalties.
And keep an eye on how long the games last.
Right, that's a good point.
5 hours a game.
And the league is open to someday scripting some playoff wins for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see if that...
Oh, really?
They're theoretically
they're trying that this year?
They're open to that.
I see.
While Jerry's still with us.
First downs will be measured electronically this season. The new Hawkeye technology, that means when it's close, Alan Alda will come out and make the call.
With the chain and martini.
Yeah. If Alan's unavailable, they'll default to the Radar O'Reilly system.
He's probably available.
The end of days, people, in the NFL. Comedy. NFL is dead. With the chain gang not coming onto the field.
They're still
That'll
there.
Unless
they're standing on the sidelines.
They're the backup now.
They're not going to walk out at all?
Sad.
Not unless
terribly sad.
Hawkeye system fails.
I think if there's a visibility issue or something, yeah. I forget how that works.
Ugh.
Browns owner Jimmy Haslam says the Deshaun Watson trade was a big swing and a miss. That's how bad the trade was, Chick. He had to use a metaphor from a different sport.
that might be a problem. He doesn't even know what the hell's team he owns. He thought he owned a baseball team.
My Falcons signed a German-born place kicker. If I had him on my team, I would constantly ask him questions where I knew the answer. How many points is 3 field goals?
9.
What's 4 + 5?
9.
What? Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
What do you think of that, Tom?
I love it.
A little German comedy.
Yeah.
Now, I've done a version of this joke every year for several years. It's tradition. The NFL draft has been held annually since 1936, like Mel Brooks' penis. Happy birthday, Mel.
Held annually.
Held annually.
Oh, his wife was super hot.
Oh, that's right.
And Bancroft.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
Agreed.
How's she doing, by the way?
Well, sadly, she's gone, you jackass.
Well, not be taking questions.
I believe you.
Goodbye to you, Mrs. Robinson.
You meant to call him Jeff and jackass.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's just said, look it up, genius.
Florida defensive tackle Desmond Watson could be the largest player ever drafted in the NFL. Chick, do you know the size?
I want to say 460. Is that right?
It's 6'6", 464.
Oh my
goodness.
And moves like he doesn't have any trouble.
His vertical leap?
He can dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
He bench pressed 225 pounds 36 times, and he ran the 40 in. Well, he's not done yet with the 40, but.
No, I'm going to say it was under 5,
he's
I think.
He's somewhat nimble considering how gigantic he is.
Like running into a brick wall.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it's been since he's seen his penis. Do you think? probably a while.
That's why he's such a good player.
Got to go to a fun house.
Maybe he has one of those selfie sticks.
A reaching stick.
Selfie stick.
Yeah, I can.
Here's a nod to Louis Anderson on this joke. Broad jump. Killed her. 464, see?
He's a big, see, if the 464 guy did the broad jump, he'd land on the broad. See?
Right. I see. I got lost there.
If the NFL doesn't work out for this kid, he could just be a hockey goalie, have a seat. Done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to move around. Nothing.
What sport is it where the goalies are dressed in comically large, like, pads? I mean, they are almost as wide as the goal. I
don't want to.
Cricket?
No, I want to say it's some indoor sport. It's indoor, like field hockey or something. They're giant. They're as wide as the goal.
Indoor field hockey?
I think so.
No, what's that game you like? Highlight?
Highlight?
Is it Highlight?
They don't have a goalie.
That's just two guys.
I don't know.
Highlight's like poor, crazy racquetball. It's the fastest ball in sports.
Yeah, right? It's crazy to watch.
You can always look up Highlight on Google, genius.
Is that where I find it?
And oddly enough, it's spelled with a J.
Oh, well, I'll never find it.
That's true.
A group of dolphins is called a pod. A group of falcons is a cast. So a dolphins falcons game, podcast. It's a podcast, everybody. A group of lions is a pride, and a group of jaguars is a parade. So a Lions-Jaguars game, pride parade.
Oh, wow.
You see how we did the comedy here?
Now, what's the closure on that?
A group of Browns is a sadness.
Oh.
And a group of Raiders will miss the playoffs. So a Browns-Raiders game is pointless. Good night, everybody.
Oh, what a beautiful piece of business.
They always come in threes. Thank you. Kostaki Economopoulos, our NFL correspondent. And you're going to Green Bay for the draft.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Now, will you wear a Falcons jersey around Falcons fan?
The Falcons shirts, the Falcons jerseys, yes, absolutely.
Before they made the drafts public, there was a huge viral internet sensation. Should a fan wear his jersey to the NFL draft now that we're allowed to go? And it's a resounding, oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to wear your jersey.
Of course.
Do you ever wear your jersey outside of football season other than the draft?
I don't. I'm not a big jersey guy. I prefer I prefer a shirt, t-shirt, or whatever.
I used to, but I don't really do that much anymore unless it's football.
No, but the draft is fun because then it's sort of a signal to the other football nerds that you're an Atlanta football nerd, and then they find you find each other, and you hang out, and you go, "Hey, I grew up in Marietta, and who do you want?" It's just it's so fun, and you're just drunk the whole time, and you play poker,
there you
and
go.
You hang out with your brother. It's the best.
Wait, did you just say pay a hooker?
Hang out with your brother.
No.
Oh,
play a poker.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, pay a hooker. Hey, I'm not judging.
Now, when
enjoy
you
yourself,
do
out
you
there.
Drink when you play poker?
Yeah, in that situation, we play.
So it's just for fun, because you're a serious poker player.
Yeah, I don't drink in a big scary game, but with my brother, hang out. Yeah, we could. Yeah, you drink.
There
all
you go.
Day.
Okay, well, that's certainly good to know. We're hanging out with Kostaki Economopoulos. I remember I asked you if you had any luck on the road. You'd report in.
What does that mean?
Getting that road lung. And you had to. I remember you went on bought some condoms at one point.
Is that box still? I'm enjoying the single man life.
Are you still potent?
No. I'm just sleeping diagonally on a king size bed by myself, and that's fine.
Oh, isn't that heaven?
I love it. Oh. I love that.
Are you waiting?
Do you starfish it where you let?
Oh, I'll sometimes do that. Sure.
Oh, I love it.
Vasectomy? Have you had a vasectomy?
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Are you?
I don't think anybody under 40 is interested in me. I'm probably safe there.
Are you a?
I don't think I'm knocking anybody up. If that's what you're worried about.
Are you a porn watcher?
I enjoy some porn. You know my.
That's very.
My favorite current porn theme is when the woman gets stuck somewhere.
Oh. What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, stuck porn.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't know, it's when usually the woman has no pants on, chick, and then she's trying to get something out from under a table.
Okay, and she gets stuck under.
She gets
there.
Stuck there, uh-huh. And instead of helping her out, the guy has his way with her.
Because the business end is exposed.
Right.
That's illegal.
And here's the fantasy part.
I think we're breaking the law talking about
that. Yeah, that's right.
So this is a non-consensual encounter?
No, it's consensual. Here's the thing. This is the fantasy part. She loves it.
She loves it. Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, if my wife, you met her, if she ever got stuck in a dryer and instead of helping her out, I just had my way with her, she would have to be stuck there forever. Because as soon as she was unstuck, there would be a murder. There would be some praying mantis stuff happening after that.
She'd bite his head off, Tom.
Oh, I gotcha.
Man. Okay.
That's a real category?
It's a real thing. It's what makes me laugh. It speaks to how dumb the male fantasies are. It's just like, she loves it. Of course she loves it.
She's
stuck. As I've often said, you never hear the word no.
Oh, right.
In a porno.
No, that's true. Right.
It is not setting a good example.
I mean, no, that's a good point. You understand the premise, though, that you have a fantasy, but it is, that one is cartoonish and ridiculous.
See, that makes the shoe dangle kind of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in these videos, are the women, they just happen to have no panties and they're. Yeah. Walking around doing chores that they get stuck.
Getting stuck under tables.
They're fetching things from under the table, Tom.
Sometimes they're reaching out a window and the sill comes down on them.
Right.
It sounds like a Three Stooges episode.
Yeah, they get stuck there. But what they really want is for the dude to have their way with her.
Before they free me.
Of course.
Yes.
Do they ever do one where it's kind of dimly lit and the guy walks in the room and there it is right there in front of him? With the window stuck, and then it turns out to be a guy.
Oh, well, that's
okay. I've never seen
that. I think I could tell the difference from behind between a guy and a girl.
Remember I said it was dark? Hey, look, I'm writing this.
You know what?
I'm writing this.
You sure did. That one is on me.
Yeah, I forgot the dark part.
And then it would be...
It was dimly lit, genius.
This would be like a lesson learned. The next time, light before you...
This feels different back here.
She loves it.
Gosh,
is that it? I wonder if that's a porno category. If they do, they don't know what gender they're dealing with.
No, there is a porno category that it's just the surprise. Woman likes it. That's the whole category.
Okay.
That really is the key to all the porn, right? Yeah. She loves it.
Yeah,
whatever
that
it is,
the key.
All the things that your real life girlfriend would say no to, she loves it.
You know how she's distant and hateful. Not in porn.
Yeah, right.
No, sir.
No one's standing on the bed screaming in this scene.
No one's litigious in this little drama.
Yeah, they have a limited vocabulary. You know, words like huge, more, I can't take
That's
it.
That's right. Okay. All good stuff.
You don't strike me as being a reefer guy at all.
No, I'm Greek and Southern. I'm lazy enough in my regular. I don't need a chemical assist on doing nothing.
I'm going to need a hand doing nothing. Can you help me?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.